Hello, everybody who's currently on the feed right now. It's good to grace your lovely earbuds once again. I took a very, very long, unexpected break. And I guess I should probably account and be a little bit accountable for where the fuck have I been for the past couple of months. And so the best way I can put it is creator's block. I had creator's block on the recent episode, the one that you may have listened to just recently, episode 78. I struggled with the edit for months. There's a lot of things I was a bit unsatisfied with. And honestly, it feels so good that it's finally up and for everyone to enjoy. I really apologize to B-Rob of 3R Show for how long it took for this episode to come out. I'm definitely going to try to become more responsible when it comes to hitting deadlines and making sure that podcasts are uploaded on time. But we could talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. There was another project that I have been working on in the meantime, or at least during my unexpected hiatus. I've contributed edits, and I've done transcripts for Ground Game Georgia, a political podcast that covers how organizers in Georgia pulled off their recent victories and how do they make the change sustainable, as stated on the podcast's Twitter profile. Yeah, that's another thing that I have been working on. It was an unexpected project that kind of came together at the last minute. My mentor, Brian Gutierrez-Shelton, can tell you more about that. And I'm very honored that he wanted my involvement in the project. And it's been wonderful working with the team, everybody in Grand Game, Georgia. It's been an incredible opportunity. The podcast is fantastic. It is about 9 episodes so far. So I would definitely check it out. And it's on all the platforms. I think even more platforms than even this podcast. But yeah, highly recommend checking out Grand Game, Georgia. My next point is that I'm going to be changing plans for the podcast. And I'm abandoning Patreon for now. Usually when I get excited about the podcast, it kind of comes to my own detriment because I kind of want to overwork myself into trying to produce as much content as possible. And that might have been to my detriment. I feel like I had to keep learning this lesson over and over again, but it's like, I want to see, like, what can I do? What am I capable of doing? And then I realize, oh, no, that's too much. That's way too much, given how I do have a full-time job right now. And that also comes in with the seasonal schedule. So the original plan for 2020, and I think this year, was that I was going to produce 5 episodes a season. It would have been like 5 episodes a month, and then we take a long break. But I'm starting to realize that with my current full-time job and other responsibilities around my apartment, you know, maintenance is a weird way of putting it, but, you know, cleaning it up and making sure that the bills aren't paid on time. It's just stuff that I never want to assume, or I never want to assume it gets in the way, but, you know, it's just as important. To be honest, 20 episodes a year might have been too ambitious. So for the rest of 2021 and for possibly beyond, we are shifting to a monthly schedule. So that means we'll be posting a brand new episode of the podcast on the last Saturday of every month. We are also going to be posting a preview the week before an episode comes out. We are also planning to revamp our social media platforms. This is very early in the blueprint phase, so nothing concrete to announce just yet. But 2021, at least for this podcast, is shaping up to be one of our best years ever, and I'm hoping to carry this enthusiasm into 2022 and beyond. All right, well, now it's back to work on our next episode. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again very, very soon.